What are the situations, if any, where you're going to present to patients the option of bevacizumab in a non-off-label, non-protocol manner?
The opportunity to receive bevacizumab, really, I don't do it off-label for first-line treatment. I don't do it off-label for second-line platinum-sensitive retreatment. And generally, I would say that patients should have received liposomal doxorubicin because that has been shown to be associated with a superior survival compared to gemcitabine or topotecan in some settings. Having said that, I think that patients who have received perhaps Doxil and gemcitabine as single agents for platinum-resistant disease, I think that bevacizumab has a single-agent effectiveness of 15 to 20%, which is completely comparable with what you would expect with topotecan, gemcitabine, and nalbuphine, among others. And so I think you can look at this and say it is a reasonable choice. It has relatively few side effects on a chronic basis, but does have some rare but very serious side effects. And patients need to explore those risks and benefits with their physician carefully and then make a decision that's really based on their priorities. And it's a difficult discussion because the toxicities are so severe when they occur, but on the other hand, relatively few patients experience them. And so it needs to be a careful discussion. And then there is one other issue, and that is the financial issue, which is not a trivial issue because not all insurance companies are willing to pay for off-label bevacizumab usage, even in a situation like ovarian cancer where there are some very good studies suggesting it's beneficial. The cost is very high, and you know, I certainly do not encourage patients to borrow money or mortgage their house or do that for the potential benefit of bevacizumab because at this point, I don't think that the data is so strongly supportive that I can really recommend that.